What is up? What is up? What is up? Happy Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I am your host, Flash, ALWT Gaming's host, aka Malachi36. I'm here with It's the Nine Ball and Mildewy Carrot on the snowiest of snowy days. How's it going, gentlemen?
Fine. It's doing great.
And I apologize in advance. They're hardcore focusing on this Steam deck and this Steam Luna sale and all that good stuff that's coming up really here and really soon. Over the weekend, we got to have our 9 to 5 segment with Gravity Mark 2, me and Mildewy Carrot did, which we're actually going to go over that here in a minute. But before we do that, I want to go throw the ball on over to It's the Nine Ball. What have you been playing, man? What's been new? What's been going on? I feel like I haven't talked to you in like 3 years.
To be honest, it's been pretty much more the same. I've not been playing too much stuff lately. We've been playing, like I said, we've been playing Master Duel, of course, Phasmophobia. And when I can, I try to stream some of the, what is that? Plague's Tale. Yeah. But not too many other new games here. And of course, No Man's Sky.
Okay. It's the Nine Ball. Mildewy Carrot, other than our run on Deep Galactic, which we'll go about in a minute. What have you been playing? What's been new with you? What's been going on?
Not much. You know, I've been playing Phasmo, Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel. I played through another demo game called Frigid. It's a survival, kind of like mini thriller slash horror game. Set in like an Arctic background and all. So I was playing the demo on that, and that looks very interesting. So I'm definitely gonna wait for that one to come out. And then other than that, just been kind of browsing around, checking up on some leaks that were announced, and hopefully they come true here in a couple of days. And just counting down the clock to Horizon Forbidden West.
Horizon Forbidden West. I cannot wait for that game. I cannot wait for it. Yeah, I've been pretty much doing the same thing. Been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel.
You've been playing Phasma too?
No, I haven't been playing Phasma, but I have been getting further in Final Fantasy 14, which I cannot wait to get back into it. It seems like, maybe I've been just lucky, but it seems like it's easier to log in now. It seems God, like it's under... So long. Yeah, I feel like it's under 50 in queue that you're able to do now. So that's a good thing.
Which, they may have gotten more servers for it, finally.
They did, yeah, they definitely got more servers. That was definitely inside the article that they had mentioned. I think it was on the 22nd is when I went back live for digital sales. So, but yeah, been playing that, loving that. Yeah, like I said, I've been playing some Master Duel. Of course, I've been enjoying, in real life, I've been enjoying my Bengals been playing. So now we are going to the conference championship this Sunday against Kansas City. Who day? And I cannot wait. Hopefully we can come up with the dub and go for the first Super Bowl for the first time in over 30 years. So, yeah. Yeah. Very exciting stuff. As you guys know, again, ALWZ Gaming stands for At Least We Try Gaming, where we literally just nerd out with you guys, geek out with you guys. We have streams on every Tuesday and Thursday. And then once a month, we have our 9 to 5 segment where we do a 8-hour stream from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This past one was more like a 9 to 3 segment, mainly because, again, Bengals game was happening, so I did not want to miss that. And also, I wasn't feeling too good after the tail end of it. So,
from what I heard, they didn't miss it either.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, it's all good. So with that being said, make sure you guys are checking us on social media platforms such as Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. Just type in ALWT Gaming. If we don't show up on YouTube, just type in At Least We Tried Gaming, because At Least We Tried. We also have an email at atleastwetried.gaming@gmail.com. You guys are welcome to reach out to that for any thoughts, questions, concerns, any news stuff too as well that you guys come across that you guys might find interesting. We want to thank our Spotify and Anchor listeners, as well as anyone that's watching live with us. But I say all that to say, it's story number one time. We're going to be talking about our particular playthrough of our 9 to 5 segment, which, again, that is a segment that we've of a game that we've never played before. And typically, it's if we have played it before, it would be like a very, very, like, we did not get far in it at all. However, majority of the time, it's going to be games that we have not played before, we not touched, we just went through it for the first time ever. And I'm going to read Gravity Marks 2 review, because he actually, unfortunately, is unable to be with us today. But this is his review about playing Deep Rock Galactic with me and Mildew a Carrot. I thought it was pretty good. Gave it a 7 out of 10. I liked how you could be calmly mining materials 1 minute and then overwhelm with enemies the next. I was also a fan of how there were objectives rather than endlessly mining like in other crafting games. It felt more action-based than mining. The missions felt challenging enough, and co-op felt pretty rewarding in terms of having a good time with your friends. Having different people be assigned different roles and abilities allowed different people to shine in different situations, and I really like that. I'd probably never play it with the Randys, though. I'm really glad it was a free this month, because I couldn't honestly say I'm satisfied with spending money on the game in its current state. While it's not expensive, it's not my priority. It's not on my priority list to throw money at games for. And he has in their parentheses: Pokemon Legends Arceus, Horizon Forbidden West, God of War Ragnarok. Thankfully, it was free on PlayStation Plus and all in Game Pass. While I personally may not keep up with these games solo, I can easily see getting the crew together every so often when they add new content. It's still in its early stages, so it's hard to tell if it will last, but the more content and updates they add, the more I can see myself changing my mind on someone actually buying it. That is directly from Gravity Mark 2. So I wanted to throw it to you now, Mildewy, because you were player number 3 on this too as well.
I enjoyed it when I played with friends. I definitely will say it's not a game I can see myself doing solo a lot at all, if anything, because it's pretty repetitive. You go in, you dig for stuff, you know. Yes, one thing I did kind of like to that they did to try and break up that monotony a bit was where it's like, and you mentioned in the stream where you noticed that when we failed a mission, we went back to do it again. It wasn't the same mission. It didn't have the same like things on it, you know. It was kind of the same concept, but it wasn't like the same area, it wasn't the same effects, you know. So it does seem like they do randomize that, which is nice. But outside of that, it's just purely straight missions. Like, it doesn't seem like there's a story. You just go down there, try and dig up the mine, minerals and stuff, get extra minerals, you know, complete the quest, and then go back to base. If you're level enough, if you're ranked up enough, you know, have a beer and then go out and do it again, you know. So maybe as something to do with friends, as just a way just to, you know, have some fun, shoot some alien bugs that are there, complete some missions and all. I could definitely see it being a good time, you know. Maybe even while we're having some drinks and playing, you know? Drinking alongside our dwarven brothers. But other than that, solo play, definitely can't see it. Maybe, I mean, I didn't play it solo, but I'd probably say, if I were to give it an opinion, I'd probably say at least 6 out of 10, because they do have interesting stuff with the classes. You can modify how you play with them. Looks like they have at least a couple different weapons per each of them, which is nice. So there is that. There's some customizations in there. We didn't get to play with the forge too much, so I didn't know what that was, but it probably helps with the pickaxes. Maybe allows you to get upgrades for it to mine faster, you know, something like that. Or maybe just makes it look cooler. I have no clue. All in all, though, I kind of agree with Gravity. I think I'd give the entire game a 7 out of 10 in terms of gameplay, you know, and replayabilities and all that, and aesthetics. It's very good, but I definitely say need some more work. I can keep it up, release some extra contents, events, stuff like that, and we'll see.
Yeah, and I'm actually right there with both of you guys too as well. I think it's a 7 out of 10 too as well. Very fun game when you're playing with friends. I would never touch this game solo. I already know that. Never touch this game solo. The commentary and some of the stuff that was in the game was pretty hilarious. Like, those were really funny. And especially when you guys started dancing on the dance floor. I'm so glad we got that on stream. I'm so glad we got that on stream. That was way too funny. Good stuff. I enjoyed every bit of it. I can see that,
that getting made old. It all worthwhile.
Yeah, I can see it getting old after a while, but again, just the attitudes of these dwarves and stuff like that, just the way that the game is kind of carrying itself, it is like a literally go in there, dick around with your friends, and have a good time. Like, that's literally what this type of game is. I wasn't really too thrilled about the map, because in the tutorial, I actually skipped the tutorial after I got lost in the tutorial. That's not a good sign. You know, so yeah, I wasn't really too thrilled about the map of how it looked. In fact, when you pulled it up, it looked like a very 1880-ish style...
pixel bit.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a 3D pixel style map. And granted, after you got used to it, you're like, okay, that's a little bit more helpful. But those beginning stages, we had no idea where to go. Absolutely no idea. We're like, all right, well, we got to follow Molly, whatever the case is. It was just, it was pretty bad.
Molly was following your butt. Yeah. It was when we were trying to get out that we got lost sometimes.
Yeah, and I felt, on the second level, third level, I felt more confident. And then after I got more used to being able to utilize my grappling hook, that's where I was like, okay, I'm in this. I know exactly what I'm doing. We're digging, we're moving, we're grooving, all that good stuff. And it did take us obnoxiously long to figure out that we can summon supply bins. So we can try to restock our ammo and everything like that. Which that just comes down to us just paying attention a little bit more to what the loadouts are and like what and everything like that. So that's not really a knock on the game, but it would be nice to know that a little earlier than when we figured it out.
So I played through the tutorial, and that's definitely one thing I'll say, is it never showed me in there how to summon the supply drop, at least not that I saw. Mm. So I definitely think the tutorial could use a makeover.
Yeah. But again, as far as like playing with friends, it's definitely a fun game to play with your friends, especially if you just have a Saturday, Sunday to kill, anything like that. It was definitely a good time. So 7 out of 10 across the board from ALTP to Gaming for Deep Rock Galactic. Story number 2, which you probably had clicked on the thumbnail if you guys are watching this on YouTube or Twitch or anything like that. It is Elden Ring going gold.
Okay, I gotta ask, what did you put for a thumbnail?
It's literally Elden Ring.
Okay.
Yeah, it's literally Elden Ring. It's like they're sitting around the campfire and everything like that, and I edited to say golden gold. I'll send it to you guys later.
Didn't even include us, just assuming that it's us sitting at the campfire, even though Malachi will never play the game.
Are you serious? I'm playing Elden Ring. I'm jumping in on Elden Ring for sure. Eddie Mackick from GameSpot says
this. Yeah, he's completely Bloodborne and he's getting into Elden Ring.
Yeah, Elden Ring speaks more my language. From Software has completed development on the long-awaited Elden Ring, with a master version being submitted for approval, the developer has confirmed. Work isn't completely done, though, as the developers are now working on a day one patch that will include updates and optimizations. Elden Ring, quote, going gold, quote, was confirmed during Tape game show, where the software where From Software will also discuss Elden Ring's length. Producer Yasuhiro Kitao had said playtime will vary depending on number of factors, but the main route should take players around 30 hours. This will differ significantly by player, but in terms of targets set during development, the idea is that the main route should be able to be completed within 30 hours, Kitao said. Quote, the game as a whole is quite massive and contains many dozen more hours worth of gameplay, but if we are talking about the main route only, it shouldn't take much longer than that, end quote. Elden Ring was originally slated to launch in January before being delayed to February 25th. It will launch that day across PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X/S, and PC. Arthur Greg R. George R. R. Martin, who wrote novels. Arthur Greg R. R. Martin, who wrote the novel.
George
Greg, the same thing, that got turned into a Game of Thrones on HBO, wrote Elden Ring's backstory and mythology. End quote. End story. So Elden Ring around the corner. It's going gold. It's looking more promising, especially with some of these trailers that we're seeing and everything like that. What's everyone's hype level on that? And I want to throw the mic on over there to It's the Nine Ball, since you were kind of quiet on that little Deep Galactic review. What are your thoughts about this? Are you picking this up day one? Are you going to go through it solo? Like, what's up?
know yet. I'm looking at it, though. It looks great. It's just, do I want to pick it up day one? I'm trying to figure out which ones I'm gonna play straight out. I liked Souls. I did some of the Souls. I played a little bit of Bloodborne. I might pick this up day one. I'll see where I'm at day one and probably might get it. It looks interesting. I do like that they have George R. R. Martin that also wrote Game of Thrones. So it's a pretty good writer. I mean, people gonna put him, but I think I don't think he had nothing to do with the end of Game of Thrones. I think they need to put that in there. I think actually the like last season he wasn't through writing, so they kind of just winged it.
Literally just silent says, "Evening, boys. What's going on?" Gets we're just talking some Elden Ring right now, going gold.
Yep.
But I am very interested. It's not a question of if, it's just when.
Poor Elden Ring. So you're getting it. You just don't know if you're getting it day one or if you're going to wait a little bit before it comes out.
Yeah, because this is kind of close to where, you know, Forbidden West 2, Horizon.
Yeah.
So, do I... Yeah, Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah.
That's Horizon Forbidden West. He said Forbidden West 2, and then Horizon. I was like, wait.
We know what you mean. I got confused.
I was checking something out in that SteamOS situation. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I went off the track there.
Okay. What about you, Mildew Carey? What's your thoughts about Elden Ring going gold, and are you picking this up day one and everything like that?
I'm stoked for the game. Like, I've been waiting for another good Souls game to come out, and I mean, I know there's several that, you know, say they're Souls like and all, but this one definitely just seems like it's got a full feel of like Dark Souls and all.
A lot of games say they're Souls like nowadays.
They do, and that's why I'm like, we'll wait to see till we play it and all. But I mean, this one definitely has got the look and feel of it. I am going to wait, though, to buy it. I'm not going to pick up a day one, not because I'm skeptical on it. It's just because I want people to kind of get in there and break it first, and then I'll pick it up. But also because I probably would still be distracted by Forbidden West. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. Plus any other games that could possibly be coming out that are on a possible Steam sale coming up. So, there's a lot of factors in there, but I definitely will be picking up. Just, I don't think it's going to be a day one pickup for me.
Yeah, I'm in that camp to where I definitely would like to pick it up day one. That's my goal, is to pick it up day one. But it is going to be what's all surrounding it. Horizon Forbidden West is definitely top of the list for sure. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. And then also on top of that, like, as much as I do want to play Elden Ring, I am more stoked to play Elden Ring with friends. So as long as I have a group to go in there and just wreck stuff up with, very similar to a Code Vein style, but like four players and stuff. That's speaking more of my language. Like, I'm definitely all about that. So cannot wait to see more of what Elden Ring has to offer. Can't wait for that to come out literally a month from now. 30 days.
Speaking of Code Vein, Abyss is still waiting for you to get back on so you can complete your run throughs.
I will complete my run through. I will.
Mm-hmm. I said the same thing. Like, he'll be there, and he just stared at me.
Yep.
Just that deadpan stare of just like,
yep.
Unbelief.
It's on my backlogs. It is on my backlogs.
At the very bottom.
No, it's not. Story number three we have on here is Blizzard is working on survival... game. Cameron Coach from GameSpot says this in their article. Blizzard has announced it's working on a new survival game for PC and consoles in what looks like it'll be a brand new universe. Unfortunately, that's all that we know about this point, along with a look at some concept art for the project. Blizzard, this is a quote by Blizzard's blog post. Blizzard is embarking on new quests. We are going on a journey, a whole new universe, home to a brand new survival game for PC and console. A place full of heroes we have yet to meet, stories yet to be told, and adventures yet to be lived. A vast realm of possibility waiting to be explored. End quote. The announcement largely serves as a recruitment for the project. Blizzard is looking to fill a number of positions for the game, including level designer, lead software engineer, senior character artist, and more. End quote. End story. where are we at here? I mean, obviously we know Activision Blizzard has been royally effing up lately, and then the biggest news that came out about them was that Microsoft had acquired Activision Blizzard, which that
is acquiring them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everyone's saying it has acquired, but the deal ends in 2023.
We'll wait for the deal to end until we say it's fully done. You know, even though people are like, no, it'll happen. I'm like, let's just wait for the stamp.
So, but yeah, I was about to say, I do want to pass it to you. What is your thoughts about this Meldui Carrot?
I'm kind of intrigued because Blizzard has their hands in MMOs, RTSs, you know, and now they're going into, you know, they've also got the Battle Royals. Now they're going into survival games. You know, that's a interesting turn, but it kind of does make sense because I have seen increase in survival games coming out, you know, in the survival aspects. The interesting thing would be to see is what else do they pair it with? You know, how are they going to do it? Are they going to use it as an MMO survival? Or are they just going to do a standard sandbox survival, open world survival? Like, what are we talking here? So it's an interesting concept that they're switching a genre or getting a new genre in under their label and going into the Microsoft deal. If, like, you know, at the end acquisition, Microsoft fully owns them and all, and probably give them the capability to truly work on the game and all. So it'd be unique to see, but I would need to know more, see more, and have more details on what they're doing before I give any of, like, woohoos or anything like that. I'm piqued. My interest is piqued, but not in the sense of jumping on the bandwagon. You know, it's more just like a relay. You know.
Heard that.
So.
It's the Nightball. Your thoughts?
My thoughts on it? Well, if it's something they're announcing, it must be something they've been working on for a while. So I don't think this has anything to do with the merger or the acquisition. This is something they've probably started on before the acquisition. Most of the time, Blizzard doesn't really say nothing. A lot of people don't know that in between, I can't remember what game. It was Project Titan or something that never launched. Huh?
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, it never launched. Blizzard doesn't really announce a lot of games unless they're close to launch. So if that's the case, this has probably been in the works now for a little while, and they finally got a point to where they're like, okay, we can say something about it. Now we need to get, like, the main people to start working on it. I don't really know personally, though, on the game. I don't really know nothing about it. I can't say much about it except for working on a new game. I mean, this sounds like a whole new journey, brand new story. So it's just like some kid in the backyard playing D&D or something, you know.
Warcraft Table Edition.
Yeah, well, stories yet to be told. Put this little figurine in the middle of the table, like, yeah, Odor.
Don't you mean Mordor? No, it's copyright. It's Odor.
You have a question there, Mildewy?
Just a little mini off statement. It's like, you know, Nightmare says, like, it's been in the works, and they're just trying to, you know, they're now putting it out there. But I'm like, but you gotta look at the articles. They're looking for some lead designers and everything. And it's kind of make me wonder, it's like, is this kind of based on the toxic nature that's they're involved? Is that, are they losing people? Are they losing more people now that they're trying to get more people back in? Or was these people that were already lost, like, who were on the project right and had been lost? I'm just kind of, that thought just kind of peeked into my mind about it. But I mean, it's good that they're announcing it now, and Nineball does correct that they do tend to kind of hold their cards to their chest while they're working on it to see if they can actually get it going. So they have something going, but I'm just kind of concerned with that environment and all, and then just, you know, because they're looking for, as the artist said, some lead designers, character designers and stuff like that, it's like, did it stall? Is it in threat of stalling? You know, it's like, it's just, it's curiosities that I throw out there. I'm not being realistic. Well, I'm being concerned about it just because of the environment that they're in right now. I know Microsoft can definitely and work on it as soon as they get them, but I just, it's just one of those thoughts.
No, I wouldn't say that. This happens a lot more often than what you think. Give me one second. Most games.
He's like, give me one second. Go ahead.
Okay. Normally, this happens a lot. You'll usually see that, like, a lead designer for such and such a company. Lead build. We need lead this, lead that. It's not too uncommon to see these corporations ask for lead people. That's all right. It's not too uncommon for that to happen. It's not rare either. You'll see that a lot. That happens normally, so...
I just feel like I haven't seen it a lot recently with a lot of, like, a lot of, like... Like, I know, like, you put job descriptions out there for games. Like, I know I've seen that where they ask for people because they maybe want to add a couple roles or something. But to have an article out there and then have it say that they're mainly doing it trying to get people for the job... They're trying to advertise the game for the job. Like, I feel like maybe I just haven't looked hard enough, but I don't feel like I've seen other companies do that with their games saying, hey, we're doing this game. Come work for us. Like, I don't feel like I've seen that advertisement type before. So I don't know, maybe if it's a new thing they're trying to get people back in. It's just curious that it's Blizzard that's the one that I'm seeing doing this. At least me seeing doing it for the first time.
Yeah, they've been doing stuff like this for a while. They've been doing it for the PlayStation 5 design.
We're looking for like a lead designer. We're working on such a thing.
I might have missed that one then. So
yeah. A lot of it
feels kind of newish to me, at least right now.
That's one of the ways they usually find out if people are working on games. You'll see, we need a lead designer. He needs to have such and such. Have a background in, let's say, RPGs or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to look at their sites and all, you would see that. But I would say I don't feel like I've seen them kind of announce it in a
lot of posting.
Now, to be fair, this isn't necessarily Activision announcing it. This is one of the reporters saying this is what they're looking for. So it's kind of being an announced inadvertently.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
It's still the standard way of them doing it. It wasn't okay.
This one came out from GameSpot. Was when they're saying the announcement largely serves at the for recruitment, and so they're just like, hey, it's a new project. This is what they're looking for, and it might be on their site, and then GameSpot took it out and put it inside their announcement.
I missed the part where it's that Blizzard blog post. Mm-hmm. I thought it was something the day Blizzard announced themselves. Like, I heard Blizzard, and I was like, wait, Blizzard's announcing that they need people directly outwards to the media? Like, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. I misunderstood that. So I'm awake now, I swear. hold on. Wait. Oh, all right, now I'm awake.
I was about to say, this news doesn't really do anything for me just because I am that type of person that's just like, I want to see what it is that they're working on. Because if I get super excited about something like this, then I can't knock anybody that's like super excited for Starfield and we still don't know what the heck it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's in that scenario where I want to know. Again, the setup, you can be excited for something because, again, Todd Howard working on a game, open world, space, RPG style, whatever. I can see people getting excited about it. But again, at the same time, Hideo Kojima, everyone was excited about Death Stranding, and that came out, and people were super confused when that first came out, even though it's Hideo Kojima. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things where I would like to see at least a trailer and see the direction of what the game's going to be before I can personally get excited about it. But it's still nice and cool to know about that the first thing that they're going to be trying to work on, and it'll probably be completed, is when they're under Microsoft, which now they don't have to worry about just being Call of Duty, and not even WoW, just Call of Duty. Like, I mean, like, Blizzard obviously is WoW, but Activision has so many IPs under their belt, and all they've been was just a Call of Duty machine for years, and it's just been kind of draining if you're a developer, because you want to do other stuff. You don't want to just do Call of Duty. So
no, you gotta reskin that M16 10 times.
Yeah, I mean, they brought Attack on Titan to Call of Duty, so I guess that's exciting, but I don't know. Story number four.
That's just like they brought Vi to Fortnite.
Which, that one's actually interesting. That's actually pretty interesting. I mean, putting Jinx
that's in Fortnite, that's not surprising at all. They brought Spider-Man into Fortnite and all these other Marvel.
They got LeBron James in Fortnite.
It doesn't surprise me. I'm pretty sure they're like, you know, they probably said something like, hey, you want to take Vi in there, and they're like, yes, please. You know, I don't even think Fortnite had to reach out. I think just think the grips are like, oh, it's good advertisement because
you
got that. Yeah, Riot's just like, you know what? Let's go and put Riot in there. Why not get Jinx a little bit later? Jinx in Fortnite would be actually pretty awesome, not gonna lie.
They already got Jinx in Fortnite.
She's in, okay, so there you go. I didn't
Jinx, I mean, have Vi, and then Caitlyn. You gotta get that in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought you said, but so me and my buddy was just talking about it, who's a League of Legends fan, and he's just like, I can see them putting Jinx in there. I didn't know Jinx is already in there, so that's awesome.
Jinx was, they already put Jinx. I remember that.
But that was literally what Mildewy just said. I was just saying, like, I can see them putting Jinx, Vi, and Caitlyn in there, and then if they wanted to get like a fourth or fifth one in there for the villain side, they could. So,
oh, they,
yeah, you could put they're, like, they're pulling Jace. Before Kane. They're,
I mean, you could also put in
Jace.
But I feel like they didn't want to flood it with too many heroes. Like,
the pirate bounty hunter. I forgot her name.
Who?
The pirate bounty hunter. Miss Fortune?
Miss Fortune.
Yeah.
You could put Miss Fortune.
Yeah, but they're pulling her from Arcane now.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. They're pulling strictly from the show.
Well, maybe she shows up in Arcane too. You never know. They're not. They could pull deep water.
You don't know the script.
They could sail over and say hi.
I mean, they all end up in League of Legends at one point.
You can bring in the bilge water on this one. Sorry, I called it deep water. I don't know why. It's bilge water.
But yeah, no, I was about to say, me and you are in the same mindset when it comes to that. But what I do want to do is actually as... Mildewy Care is talking about story number 4, and because I know this one's straight up your alley, I'm going to try to see if I can set up this stream via Discord. So go ahead and take the wheel there, Mildewy Care.
Okay, I'm actually going to real quick just pull this up on my Steam page because I love looking at it too. So, Pal World's got a new trailer, guys. You heard me right. Marcus Stewart from Game Informer. Pal World made us do multiple double takes when it first came to our attention last summer. At first, it looks like any other Pokemon-inspired title. Cute, colorful, plenty of monsters catching, and then the main characters bust out a realistic assault rifle and reminds us of that fact, and starts wasting enemies alongside his adorable companions. In short, it looks amazing, and a new trailer reminds us of that fact. Sorry, guys, I missed a line there. The game comes from Japanese developer Pocket Pair and is a multiplayer open-world survival game where players befriend creatures called Pals. You can journey together as equals or use them as transportation. You can also eat them, exploit them for labor, or force them to enact your destructive agendas. Pals can be captured and traded with other players, and you can breed them too. Pal World is harsher than it looks, sporting unforgiving weather conditions, scarce resources, not to mention illegal poachers. There's also plenty of farming, crafting, and construction, with players able to build houses or even rocket ships. In a dark twist, you can even build factories and put your adorable critters to work assembling guns and other tools. Pal World's combat features over-the-shoulder style shooting, where you will mow down poachers as well as hostile pals. Yes, this is a real video game. Check out the latest look at the game below. I will say this, guys. When I first found this game, it was on my wish list and followed right away. This is everything I've wanted in like a Pokemon open world game.
And this is on Steam too, added, right?
Huh?
This will be on Steam too, right?
This is on Steam. Yeah. This is on Steam. Not only that, but it adds in the extra effect of guns. Do I need that extra effect? No. Does it make it kind of fun and awesome? Yes, it does. from what they've showed, just the amount that they're offering already is very exciting from this. In terms of, you can merge Pokemons together. So you can, you can merge pals together, like two pals to create a new type of pal. You can, as they stated, you can ride them, fly around. There's a lot of crafting and building stuff in there. This is from the creators of Craftopia too. So if anyone's played Craftopia, Craftopia is an open, massive world with a lot of creating, crafting, exploration, combat, survival. It's fantastic. I love Craftopia. Power World, I cannot wait for it to come out. Like, they had like a flying whale, like a whale lord type creature in there. Where you just you see in this new trailer, you're just on the back of it. Like, the size comparison, it's just enormous. And if you're thinking about that in terms of like hostile pals, and you've got a one that size, there's a lot in this world. There's a lot that can happen and go wrong and everything. And I cannot wait to get it. And this, I can definitely say, will be a day one buy for me for sure.
Do we know if this is multiplayer?
Yeah, they did state it in there. It is multiplayer. So what it is originally it's marked as single player, but it is online co-op, LAN co-op capable. So in other words, it would be where you would come into my world.
Okay, so Genshin now, Impact.
Pretty much kind of like Genshin Impact, I feel like, in a way. You can trade with people. It looks like there's also in this new trailer that they've got like a battle Coliseum arena.
Yeah.
Where you can battle your pals against your friends, maybe. I really am curious on with the, how realistic this game is. Do they have deaths of the Pokemon? Like, you know, in terms of like your team Pokemon. Like, will they actually die if they get too much damage in them? You know, so there's a lot of questions, a lot that can happen here, and I will say I'm stoked for it. Nineball looks like he's plotting world destruction already over there, hiding in the dark, plotting his team rocket ways, or team booster ways, if we're going to not be copyrighted by Nintendo.
Yeah, and I'm showing a second trailer right here. This is like the first official trailer. The first one that I replayed was a previous trailer that just came out a couple days ago. I think 4 days ago, to be exact. I normally Pokemon spinoff games are not exactly my jam. Like, I still want to go ahead and get further in Temtem and everything like that. But yeah, if I am all about the cooperative play, and if you can bring into something that I loved when I was a kid, still for me personally, sorry, don't hate me for this, but Digimon over Pokemon every day, any day. But Pokemon was still really fun to play, and if you can bring something that will kind of give me that nostalgic, like this is doing right now with the Power World, I mean they're getting me more in than out, and I'm in, especially if it's going to be multiplayer. That's something that's making me more be like, okay, let's go ahead and run this thing. Let's go. I'm very excited about this. Destructive environments, it looks like, which is really cool. Do we know if the co-op is just 2-player, 4-player, 3-player? Like, how is it?
It just says online co-op currently. I don't think that they've put an actual number out yet, as far as I've heard. I'm going through. I'm trying to actually read their notes now that I'm not reading that thing.
And as you're looking that up, do you mind me asking, do you know if you can create your own person?
Yeah, from the looks of it, it does look like you can do character customization, just because I've seen, especially in the original trailer, it looked like there was like two different people sitting there, so it does look like it. They haven't confirmed it yet, as far as I've seen, though. I'm still looking through here. But I think that would be...
It almost definitely looks like you can create, like, your own character.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, yeah. There's a different hairstyle for the second trailer than the first.
Yeah, so it probably will allow, which, to be honest, you do... Craftopia does allow that. So, I'm forgetting my own words here, guys. So, this is, like I said, made by the same team who makes Craftopia, and they do allow customizations fully of your character. So, it's a full customization thing. It wouldn't be surprising me if they brought element aspects from Craftopia over, like, in terms of mechanics and all into it, so definitely character customization would be brought in. I just still find it funny that you're riding on the back in this trailer, like, riding on the back of a giant bear, it's shooting a Gatling gun, and you're shooting, like, an M16 or an AR or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, in the dark people, like, I just, like, I feel like you got chances for stories in this now, like, you know, like, in the world, like, with the poachers and all. So, it's definitely very exciting for me and all. So, and with the online co-op play, I think that would definitely add a lot to the world, especially explorations. And I'm just kind of curious now how big this world is and what factions, groupings, and things that they're going to put in there.
Yeah. And I'm right there with you, man. Like, I think this game looks pretty awesome. It looks pretty cool. Yeah, and this might be, if this is available on Steam Deck, this might be one of the things that will help me, because right now, you already know off stream, I'm on the fence if I'm going to cancel my Steam Deck pre-order or not. I'm going to take a look at the list, and if this is one of the games that's on there, there's a good chance I'm going to hold on to it, that pre-order. So, yeah.
Do you want me to go while you
do? Yeah.
All right, so you ever heard of Wow Such Gaming?
No.
It's a YouTube channel, and he's most notable. One of his most notable things is Why You Wouldn't Survive. And one of the things he talked about a long time ago is why you wouldn't survive if Pokemon were real, because he talks about how if you actually had, like, kids, like, let's say you, like, he said, what happens if, like, a 5-year-old summons a Bisharp because you called him a doo-doo head? And they talk about how, you know, you couldn't, like, give kids Onix. You'd have licenses for Pokemon, and it would be like a nuclear arms race to get, like, the god-tier Pokemon. Because as soon as you get them and you capture them, they pretty much become subject to you.
Right.
So, and that's what this is kind of reminding me of. They talk about, like, in Warfare, it would be, like, team dynamics to where you would have one Pokemon that may be weak to water, but... be weak to fire, and then weak to water or something, and then the other Pokemon might be able to absorb it, so you would put the two together in combat. This to me though looks kind of interesting. Like, I didn't watch a lot of Pokemon. I watched probably a lot more Digimon than Pokemon. I'm not gonna lie, I watched a lot more Digimon than Pokemon.
I watched both, but I own more Digimon than Pokemon.
My guy.
Because I think my favorite, well, I can't remember my favorite Digimon's name, but it was that Beedle.
Oh, Kabuterimon?
Yes!
Yeah, from Izzy's character. Yeah. Tentomon to Kabuterimon to Mega Kabuterimon, and the ultimate of that is Hercules Kabuterimon. I'm a weeb. I'm shut.
No, that's good. That's good stuff. You said Beedle, and for some reason I was thinking of Wormmon going into Stingmon.
No, it's more like insectoids, not beetle-ish for insect.
Yeah, I know that, but
his original favorite move was Electroshocker.
Electroshocker!
Yep.
Yeah, that's my jam.
But this looks interesting. Like, yeah, this is Pokemon the edition I've been wanting to see.
Yeah,
this is the one we've all been waiting for. Pocket Pair's like, we're doing it. Screw you.
I do like at the end too. There's like a Pokemon Stadium style, as you said, like an arena. Literally, it feels like a Pokemon Stadium, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and it looked like you could do maybe 3v3 battles or something. Like, it's interesting. Like. And I don't think they've got it on their page anymore, but the first trailer, if you guys can find it, probably on YouTube, like, it shows, like, there's this lady on, like, a Gyarados-type creature there, like, you know, at the very end of it. I'm like, there's got to be different factions and groupings in this world that you can interact with and get, you know, because, like, you know, if you start, like, because they said you can start poaching and stuff, so you probably can join Team Booster. I'm just calling them that just because I want to. The Dark Team on there. Team Rocket. No, you can't do that, or else Nintendo will start. You know,
oh yeah, that's right.
Team
Poacher,
Team Poacher, Team Satellite.
Yeah,
Team Satellite. But yeah, it's like they've definitely got to have it in there. So I'm like, I can't wait to see. I probably would say that this is going to be like Craftopia, where it's going to come out early release still. But I think it's going to come out pretty good with what they've shown so far that they've got capable of. I feel like it's going to be a good release, and then early access is just to make sure they get any bugs and kinks worked out, and then to add in extra stuff and maybe expand the world. Like, I still have to laugh at that, like, the scene of where they slapped the dodo and it shot an explosive egg out. Like, what the truck?
I'm gonna go back to it right now, actually. Right here. It's about to bam. Bam.
Yeah, it's like that. Like a Clefairy got blown up, but then, like, you're slapping a dodo and it's, like, shooting eggs. Like, a grenade launcher. Just this game just looks like it's going to be hilarious. And
fun. Oh, it is.
And very dark too, like, you know, I mean, the first trailer had you using like a Mareep type character pal just to like block bullets being shot at you, but then in this one you're on your like electric grizzly bear, like it's shooting a Gatling gun. Like, how, first off, how did it learn to do that? And second off, like, it's taking bullets, shooting a Gatling gun, you're riding behind it shooting like an AK. And this one, like Greenleaf, like Leaf Style Pichu, just on your head shooting an Uzi while you're shooting an AK. I'm like, good lord.
Yeah.
Are they gonna have are they gonna have like different types?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like they got electric, water, fire, ice. You know, flying, obviously. Like, and then there's the murder, like
the fighters that, too.
Yeah, like, and there is a giant like crystal like celestial whale lord type creature, and I'm like, good lord, like, they probably have like a lot of stuff in there. It wouldn't surprise me. So, like, it looks like they're blasting like frogs there, and I don't know if they're poison types. Like, in the scene where they're chopping up the electric bears, there's like the dark crows, which are like Murkrows almost. You know, yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
In this game, and I can't wait. Sometimes we're the Penguin. Sorry.
No, yeah, you're good. Yeah, no, I was about to say it looks very
realistic.
And I cannot wait to see more of what that game has to that game has to offer for us. So we'll have to kind of take a look at that. And let me close this bad boy. All right.
Just watch the trailer, guys. Like, I've heard several people talk about it. They're all like, you know, as the article said, they're all did double take over. What? Like, this can't be real, and it's real. It's going.
Right.
And everyone's actually kind of on the edge of the seats looking at it going like, you coming? Like, what you got for me? Mm-mm. Especially us Pokemon fans who wanted the real life Pokemon. We're gonna get it.
We're getting it. And then their last story of the day, before we jump inside our fantasy gaming league, is actually an anime story. So, Lon Pitts from GameSpot.
What?
Yeah. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, the best-selling manga and recent winner of Crunchyroll's Anime of the Year, will be hitting the big screen. Crunchyroll announced that Jujutsu Kaisen Zero will hit over 1,500 theaters on March 18th in the United States and Canada. Tickets will go on sale February 25th. Same day as Horizon. That's a great day. Following that,
That's a bad day.
Elden Ring. Still,
I was going to say, Horizons is the 18th.
It's before that, yep, you're right. Following that, the highly anticipated movie will head over to the United Kingdom as well as Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, France, and France with CRG events. To check when the movie is headed to you, check out the Crunchyroll Movie Night for more information. Created by Gehi Akutami, Jujutsu Kaisen tells the story of a shy student, Yuta Akotsu, who finds himself with the under guidance of a mysterious Satoru Gojo after being hunted by the curse of his childhood friend. Akutami wrote in the series with no specific theme in mind, but simply wanted to write and draw cool-looking characters. And let me tell you, Gojo is cool. They are often supported by two editors while writing the series. End quote, end story. So, yeah, so just a little fun one for you guys, for anyone that's anime fans out there. Jujutsu Kaisen is absolutely spectacular. It's a great anime. Highly recommend it. And I cannot wait to see more of what this is going to have in store when Season 2 comes out. But I also cannot wait for the movie, because that movie looks like it's going to be spectacular. And then going on over to the last little segment of today, which I'm going to come on over here, for Fantasy Gaming League. Dun, dun, dun. You guys already know this. We have the victor that's inside the chat right now, and that is Mel Dewey. Carrot, raise your hand.
Nope.
It's going to keep going, so you raise your hand. It's happening. There we go. Being all modest. But yeah, he's the king from last year.
Get me killed, guys.
And
fuck the dream. They're banned from my blood.
So in this league, we have Ohio, which is Moga, make Ohio great again. Silent, Renzo Kukun. ALWT Gaming. LSB Live, and Illuminatus Living. It's the Ninebot, Zaka Corp. From Zaka TV, he upgraded. And Mildewy Carrot Patch Inc. in all caps, INC. So, on this list, the very first game that's going to be coming out is this Friday. So, that's when the boxing gloves comes off, and we're going to start seeing games get scores. So, here's what everyone's list looks like. Moga has Pokemon Legends Arceus, Sifu, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, Marvel's Midnight Suns, Elden Ring, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he has two open spots. He has a counter pick of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Renzo Kukin has God of War Ragnarok, Triangle Strategy, Suicide's Kill the Justice League, Chocobo GP, Kirby the Forgotten Land, Final Fantasy 16, Metroid Prime 4. He has an open spot, and he has a counter pick of Diablo Immortal.
Now, that was interesting. I didn't know he picked up 16.
Yeah, he did. He did. I bid for it. I bid for it, and he outbid
me. He beat you.
Yeah. I didn't go as high because I didn't think that I was gonna. I didn't think anybody else was in that camp. I thought it was just me going solo, but
I was apparently wrong. You talked about it too much.
Yeah. ALWZ Gaming. I have Horizon Forbidden West, A Plague Tale Requiem, Starfield, Ghostwire Tokyo, Gotham Knights, Redfall, Babylon's Fall, The King of Fighters 15, and I have a counterpick of Bayonetta 3. Illuminatus Living has Dying Light 2 Stay Human, Bayonetta 3, Strangers of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin, Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope, Diablo Immortal, Shovel Knight, Dig. He has two open spots, and he has a counterpick of Saints Row, and that's the reboot. Zaka Corp has Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl, Saints Row, Total War Warhammer 3, Senua Saga Hellblade 2. He has two open spots. He has a counterpick of Marvel's Midnight Suns. And lastly, but not leastly, Carapatch Inc. has Gran Turismo 7, Forspoken, Tunic, Splatoon 3, Stray, Salt and Sacrifice.
Nari beat me to that one.
Advanced Wars 1 plus 2 Reboot Camp. He has an open spot, and he has a counterpick of Chocobo GP. So here's the upcoming games for January, and I'm also going to give you February since January only has one game that's on this list. Pokemon Legends Arceus by Moga, coming out the 28th. Dying Light 2 Stay Human by Illuminatus Living, coming out the 4th of February. Sifu by Moga, coming out the 8th of February. King of Fighters 15 by LWT Gaming, coming out the 17th. Total Warhammer 3. By Zaka Corp, coming out the 17th as well. Horizon Forbidden West, ALWT Gaming, coming out the 18th. Elden Ring by Moga, coming out the 25th. So there you guys have it. And of course, if you guys want to check this out, make sure you guys are following us on our social media platforms. We will be talking about this for months and months to come until we've come up with a victor at the end of 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all of the news we have today. We are ending quite early, so enjoy your day. Go ahead and get yourself some food. If you guys get some food, might as well get yourself a Raise Energy drink that can go with that. If you guys go to RepSports, REPPSports.com. Your food might be old by then, but the important thing is if you type in out the game, you get 50% off, so you might as well go and do it. You know what I mean?
The old and cold.
Old and cold. This Thursday is going to be our... and he says... Sweet Jesus, this is the perfect evolution of beards. The lady not included, she ain't my mother-in-law. Polar Knights. What is up, man? So, and you're actually catching this at the tail end of the stream. If you want to watch the full stream from the beginning, just make sure you guys go to our YouTube page and just type in ALWT Gaming, or At Least We Tried Gaming. We should pop right on up for our episode 4 of season 2. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Until next time. Control, Alt.
Complete.
Peace, love, hair grease.
Really?
Don't you dare fight it. Don't you dare fight it. It's happening.
I will.